radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good morning to you, Brevard County. I don't know about you, but I have certainly been refreshed over the lower temperatures. I keep an update on my electric bill, and I love it whenever we get even one day of cooler weather. Causes my projected electric bill to go way, way down. And for that, I am very thankful, because I've got other places that I could spend that money other than paying it to the electric bill. So my name's Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God. We are coming up on 28 years of being the pastor of Merritt Assembly of God. That's just a couple of months away. And this coming here in a few weeks, let's see, October the 26th, we will begin our eighth year of broadcasting the Refresh radio program that's been coming to you Monday through Friday, 8:30 of a morning, 5 o'clock of an evening on WMIE, 10:30 of a morning. It's rebroadcast on WWBC 1510 AM. It's also available through the TuneIn app if you have that app loaded onto your smartphone, and I use that app periodically. And it is also available on WMIEFM.com. Listen on demand feature. You can listen to the program live through the website, or you can listen to it on demand if you happen to miss a program and you say, what did Pastor Bob have to say this morning? So those are ways that you can tune in. You also, if you want to hear me, I preach almost every Sunday at Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street. I will be preaching this coming Sunday. The next Sunday we have a missionary. So we'd gone a long stretch without having missionaries due to the coronavirus shutdown and everything. We just eliminated all of as much of the risk as we could. And now that has been subsiding, we have opened up a little bit. And so we got Dr. Kellner that is coming to minister to us on the 18th of October. This coming week is the fall offering here on WMIE. Area code 321-632-1000 if you would like to be a part of their ministry and taking the gospel to every aspect of Brevard County. If you do make a phone call and say, you know what, I want to partner with you for the next 6 months in making sure that the program still goes forth, let them know you heard about them on the Refresh radio program when you call Paul and say, hey, this is how much I'm going to send in for the next 6 months. That would be greatly appreciated. He tells us about those phone calls, and that's one of the primary sources of feedback that we get. So it's a way of just giving us a wave and saying, hey, we listen to you on a regular basis. You can also send us an email. You can call us 321-454-4263 and leave us a message. Our email address is merrittassembly@hotmail.com. If you contact us through the website, merrittassembly.com, you can also send a message that will come to us through the email. Today, I want to say thank you. Wyrick Air has been a part of this since the very beginning, I believe, and they've been providing professional sales service repairs in air conditioning, heating, and electrical fields for over 40 years. And they've been representing Jesus for that length of time as well. They work in residential and commercial settings and provide emergency service when necessary. They strive to provide you with the best service possible at an affordable price. So if you find yourself in need of their services, give them a call, 321 632-9538. They travel all throughout Brevard County. They work on every type of air conditioning system. With the cooler temperatures, you might want to make sure that your heater is up and running, because cooler temperatures are a coming, and we are very thankful for that. 321-632-9538. Anywhere in Brevard County, any type of air conditioning unit, your air conditioner can go south even during the winter. And I experienced that 1 year myself, didn't like it, but it does happen. 321-632-9538. Tell him you heard about him on the Refresh radio program. We're going back to 1 Corinthians chapter 1 today, verse number 26. We are talking about the various types of wisdom that you could seek after. We don't want to seek after the wisdom of the world, but you want to seek after the wisdom of God. Now, I will tell you this, in Acts, where Stephen was preaching before he was stoned, because they just loved and appreciated his message that he had to tell them, that it does make a statement about Moses. And it says this. Let's see, as soon as I can find it. Let me just pull out my notes here. Anyway, it says that Moses was educated in all of the wisdom of Pharaoh and the Egyptians. So I'm going to find it here. Oh, here in Acts chapter 7, verse number 22. And Moses was learned in all the wisdom of the Egyptians and was mighty in words and deeds. It doesn't hurt us to know the culture that we live in. You've got to understand the culture. The children of Issachar understood the times and what Israel should do. The thing is, you can't afford to live it. If you know that you're a child of covenant, you don't want to live outside of that. You don't want to live as a child of culture that is contrary to the lifestyle of living as a child of covenant. I love what it says there. Moses was powerful in words and deeds. And yet Moses, when he was having his assignment given to him by God, said, "I'm a man, I don't speak well. I've got a stammering tongue." And I will tell you this. Excuse me. God feels better about his strength operating in you than you do. He knows what you and I are capable of more than we do. So it's not saying that we are supposed to live unfamiliar with what's going on in our culture. So I strive to live as addiction-free as I possibly can. So I had a restaurant that I frequented a great deal, and I told people it's not because the food is so good as the food was so inexpensive. And almost everything that I ate at that restaurant has now been eliminated from the menu. So it made it easy for me to say, you know what, I don't have to have an addiction to that stuff. It's just food. I don't have to be addicted to food. I don't have to be addicted to ice cream. I don't have to be addicted to soda. I'm never have, nor will I ever be addicted to alcohol or drugs or anything else that the world has to offer. I don't want to be addicted to that. So I did watch a documentary, and I saw that there were certain things that were being utilized by technology companies with the intent on getting people addicted to their services. And so I said, you know what? I don't want to be addicted by that. I don't want them controlling me. And so I deleted those things from my life. Anything that I see that the world is trying to use to control me, the wisdom of God says, you're better off without that. And so that's the way I choose to live my life. So we do not have a television provider. So I've missed out on a lot of political commercials. And I think we're probably all better for that. And I've missed out on a lot of opportunities to develop an addiction. I want to live as an overcomer, not as an addict to anything in this life. So let's look at verse number 26 today. It says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse number 26, "For you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. But God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty, and the base things of the world, and the things which are despised God has chosen, and the things which are not to bring to nothing the things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. But of him you are in Christ Jesus, who became for us wisdom from God and righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. Then, as it is written, he who glories, let him glory in the Lord." So here Paul writes that we are called, and this is going to sound kind of insulting, but he describes the church in Corinth that was called, and he lists three things that the world had described that they were not. You've got to understand these things to understand the reason that God has done this thing, and finally the ultimate purpose that he has for doing what he does. Okay? So he says, "You see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called." Okay? Now, it doesn't mean that God doesn't want people who are wise according to the world. He doesn't want them coming to salvation. That's not true. He does want them coming to salvation. It doesn't mean that he doesn't want anybody who has power or strength or might or influence. It doesn't mean that he doesn't want them coming to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. He absolutely does. He doesn't want any to perish. He wants all to come to everlasting life. And it doesn't mean that he doesn't want anybody that's noble, anybody that is in government, or doesn't mean that anybody who has any notoriety whatsoever. He does want those people to come. But he lists those three off, and he goes on and he describes the reason that God has for choosing people who do not fit the desired paradigm that the world is looking for. You see, I had a person that came to the church one time, and he said, "Pastor, we're looking to recruit people from your church to join this organization, but we are only looking for a certain group of people. We are looking for men, not women. We are looking for business owners. We're not looking for people who just work a job, and we are looking for people with college degrees, not looking for people with college degrees." And I looked at him and I said, "Then you're not looking for people at Merit Assembly of God." I said, "It's not that we do not have people that fit the criteria that you are looking for, but some of the best people that I know, some of the best Christians that I know, do not fit with the criteria that you are looking at. And I'm not going to pander to this. I'm not going to tell anybody in my congregation, you can be a part of this, but you over here, you can't be. That's not the way that I operate, because it's not the way that God operates." So there are four groups, or five groups, you could say, four to five, that in verse number 27 and 28, he gives the reason for why God has chosen somebody that did not fit the world's optimum strategy. God has chosen the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise. So why has God not called many people who are wise according to the world standards? Because God is going to use those that the wise of the world rejected to put to shame. In other words, the ones that the wise have rejected are going to shine with greater brilliance than the brightest of the wise. The stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the chief cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. So when Jesus came and walked on the earth, he did not go to the rabbinical school and take the top candidates from each school. Instead, what he did was he went out and he found faithful followers. He prayed, asked God, God, who do you want me to choose? And God chose people without the type of professional training that the world was looking for. And he used those people filled with the power of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God and the power of God to turn the world right side up within just a few decades. It's amazing. It's amazing. So when God chooses you, it is so that he can shine brightly through you. Okay? And so if you've been rejected by society, but you've been accepted by God, that's not a bad thing. Jesus was in that group too. Jesus is in that group too. So why does he choose not many mighty? Okay? And God has chosen the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty. So there are some people who insult those who come to church and say, well, y'all were just weak. You just couldn't handle it. You needed a crutch. So you created this crutch in God and you leaned upon him. That's not the case at all. You see, when you come to God and you enter into covenant with him and he partners his omnipotence with our weakness is fortified by his strength. Okay? And so the strength of God is more than enough. And so you don't have to be intimidated by people. You know, I was a runt growing up. I didn't hit 5 feet tall until late in the seventh grade. I didn't hit 100 pounds until late in the seventh grade. I just wasn't very intimidating physically. Still not, you know. But I don't have to live in fear. You know, the world is enamored with size. It's enamored with wealth. It's enamored with stuff. But God says, man, I can take anybody and use them for my glory. He said, I can bring down the mighty. You know, we talked a little bit on yesterday's program about David and Goliath. Well, Jonathan and his armor bearer said, God is able to save by many or by few. It doesn't matter to him. Are you available? Are you available? And so God clearly intends through you and I to demonstrate his superiority that is being manifest with you. So let's look at the third one here. And it's really 3 and 4 are God has not called many noble. Okay? And so he puts it in different terms. And he says, and the base things of the world and the things which are despised God has chosen. Okay? So those would both be lumped in together with those people who are not what the world would consider nobility. You know, there's a lot of other attributes that that people could label them. People are always looking to lump people into groups. You know who doesn't do that? God. God is looking for you. He's looking for me. He's looking for individuals. And, you know, he cares enough about you to hand make you, customize you. You are a unique creation of God. And so God is not just looking for the upper echelon of society, the Thurston Howell the Thirds from Gilligan Island days and stuff like that. God is looking for people that he can demonstrate his glory in. And so he describes them as base things, foundational things. There's a lot more foundation than there is base. Or there's a lot more foundation than there is nobility. And so he goes, and the things which are despised. A lot of people want to keep one world or one foot in the church and one foot in the world. They want to try and have the best of both worlds. But the scripture says that you've got to realize that friendship with the world is enmity against God. The world has this mindset that it does not understand why you do not participate with them in the things that they are doing. The world just doesn't understand. Why don't you do that? Well, because God says it's not wise. Remember when the love revolution was taking place back in the late 60s and early 70s? Well, I was too young for it, but I do know history. And, you know, everybody was, we've redefined the love parameters. Well, you know what? Fast forward 50 years, and all of a sudden people are not so in favor of those new paradigms anymore, because they were really paradigms of abuses, not a new paradigm of love. Okay? So he says, you might be despised by the world, but the question isn't, does the world despise you? The question is this: are you loved by God? Because the world looks at people as a means to their end. God looks at people as the object of his affection. You are the apple of his eye. You are the reason that he came and went to the cross. You are the reason he ascended to the Father. You are the reason he is still praying right now for you. You're the reason he's coming again. You are the reason he makes a way of escape. You are precious and valuable to God. Now, there's a fourth reason, and it says, and the things which are not, to bring to nothing the things that are. I will tell you that many of the things that I am, I once was not. I was a very quiet, very shy person, not very demonstrative, and God has taken those things that are not, and he has been using those to touch and influence and change the things that are. So I'm very, very thankful for what God has done in my life. A lot of people want to put themselves in little corners. And so spiritual gifting tests are wonderful, but I think that they miss a certain element, and that is this. Whenever you take those, they want to pigeonhole you. They want to say, okay, this is where you fit. Well, that may be true from a world philosophy, but the ultimate thing is, what can God make you in the days to come? Because right now you might not fit where God is honing you, shaping you, forming you, and making you to where you are going to be in the days to come. But one thing is for sure, whatever God is doing in us, those things that we have not done yet, they are done to bring victory and glory to God, because we are going to be on the winning side. So I hear a lot of people boasting and things like that and say, you know what, that doesn't line up with the Word of God. There has been a lot of social pressure put on people in 2020 to do things that are contrary to the Word of God. Do not participate in them. Why? So we talked about the reasons why he chooses who he chooses. You are the, I will tell you this, in God's eyes, you are the cream of the crop. You are the cream of the crop. Verse number 29 gives us the purpose. Okay? So he chose the foolish things of the world to put to shame the wise. He chose the weak things of the world to put to shame the things which are mighty, and the base things of the world and the things which are despised God has chosen, and the things that are not, to bring to nothing the things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. Not your flesh, not my flesh, not anyone's flesh. The scripture says if you are going to do any boasting, boast in the Lord. At the very last part of chapter 1, let him who glories, let him glory in the Lord. The truth of the matter is, we are not rewarded for those things that are done according to the flesh. We are rewarded for those things which we do according to faith, and we do according to the Holy Spirit. So there are a lot of people that look successful according to world standards, but not necessarily according to God's standards. Hey, remember when the term too big to fail was popular and society said, man, we've got to do everything we can to prop these organizations up because they are too big to fail. Well, God has an entirely different philosophy. He wants to operate in the humble. He gives grace to the humble. God opposes the proud. He gives grace to the humble. That's the wisdom of God. He's looking for people that he can work in and work through, and those people will not try and appropriate the glory for themselves. Instead, they will give the glory to the Lord. And so that is the wisdom of God. The wisdom of God. I tell our church this. Do you realize that God has chosen once and for all to commission the gospel of taking that message to the ends of the earth? He has commissioned that to the saints. Once and for all, there is no backup plan. Just you and just me. And God says, that's enough. That's enough. I can work with that. Let God use you this week and let him have his wisdom manifest in your life so that people are going to say, praise God. You have a fantastic day. We'll see you tomorrow right here on the Refresh
Radio
Program.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Here in this place of worship, you draw me close again. All of my weaknesses laid here, you cover them all in your strength. Here in your holy presence, my heart draws close to you. This altar is built out of broken, and you come and